This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Litchfield in the home whites tonight, trimmed out in the purple. Purple Panthers in lettering across the front. For Nokomis, they are in the road black uniforms, trimmed out in the white and the red. Nokomis in red lettering across the front. It will be Sobel and Painter to jump here tonight. We'll know more about the Purple Panthers in about 90 minutes. And Painter wins the tip, but it's controlled by Nokomis and Bruder. As Painter was quick off the floor, what an athlete. He's having a dynamite senior season. 2-3 zone for Litchfield on the left wing with Trevor Wright. Wright, one dribble inside the arc, pulls up, knocks it down off the left baseline for Trevor Wright. And a nice start for Nokomis. Found the soft spot of that zone. Litchfield throws over the top of the pressure in the front court to Painter. Off to Bishop, back to Sam. He's going to be trapped in the corner, and he will have his pass tipped and stolen. Mason Stewart got into the passing lane that time, as once Painter was trapped by Sobel in that corner, he was in trouble. Here's a corner pocket three off the mark, no good. And the rebound down to Painter for Litchfield. Panthers think they have a pretty good press break to throw out Nokomis tonight. See how that works out. It's something Drew Logan used a number of years ago when he was at Mount Olive, and they had good success. McGill, top of the key, three around and out, no good. And the rebound down to Sobel. Into the front court comes Tassetti. He will bring it left side of the key. Off it goes to Mason Stewart, the long black sleeves under the road black jersey. Here's Trevor Wright, and he threw it away. He was looking for Bruder on the block and just errant with the pass. One turnover aside, 6:45 for the opening quarter as Nokomis sets up that 1-2-2 ball press. And it goes to Brady Bishop. Bishop, the 5'9 junior, handling the right side of the floor, kicked out of there by Tassetti. And Litchfield will trigger sideline in the backcourt on the stage side here at Simmons Gymnasium. One of the bigger crowds I've seen in this gym in a number of years. The Litchfield folks have been looking for something and anything to cheer about since the school year started. Across the floor to Sam Painter with the left-hand dribble. Right in front of the Nokomis bench, leaves it for Billy Beckham. Bounce pass to Washburn, top of the key to McGill. Good ball movement. Bishop for three, hit on the release, and three free throws for Brady Bishop. Nice movement of the basketball there for the Purple Panthers. They passed up a good shot and got a great shot. Foul on Mason Stewart is his first. 6:22 for the opening quarter. Free throw for Bishop, good. Litchfield on the board, makes it 2-1 Nokomis. Second toss for Bishop, good. He'll get the third toss. Brady wears the white t-shirt under his jersey top. Looking for three out of three, got them all. And Litchfield has their first lead of the night, 3-2. Panthers fall back into their half-court 2-3 zone. Washburn in the middle. Painter on the right block. Beckham on the left block. McGill and Bishop up top. Across the floor with Stewart. Into the hands of Wright. Kicks it in the corner to Tassetti. Dribble drive. Caught in the air. Kicks out to Wright on the left wing. Back to Tassetti. Litchfield trying to deny Carter Sobel. Beckham and Washburn paying close attention to him. Here's Stewart off to right, spinning at the foul line. Lost it, and he's fouled. Bishop got him on the arm. First on Brady Bishop. First on the team. Baseline out of bounds for Nokomis. 5:50 for the opening quarter. Stewart slaps the ball. Check that right, slaps the ball. Gets it into Sobel. Now off to Stewart. Out front, volleyball spike line with Tassetti. Left side of the key. High above his head and surveys. Works right side off to Mason Stewart. Top of the key to Sobel. Carter, couple of bounces, kicks it in the corner to right. Trevor drives baseline, dumps it down to Sobel. Nice ball fake off the window. It was good for Carter Sobel. And when the big fella catches it there, it's over. Now Sobel on the point of that ball press. Painter trapped, gets it off to McGill, right back to Sam. Long pass in the front court to Bishop. Quick trigger three, got it. Brady Bishop buries the three ball. Off the right wing, 6-4 Litchfield, 5:10 for the opening quarter. Tassetti will walk it into the front court. Right side of the floor to Trevor Wright. He will drive right baseline. slips it to Sobel in the right corner. Carter now with the left-hand dribble. We'll give it right back to Wright. He splits the top of that zone, attacks with the left hand. What a finish. Trevor Wright went up and under for the deuce. 6-6 our score. McGill off to Beckham. Billy, middle of the floor, long pass to Painter, too tall, and turned it over. Second Litchfield turnover. We'll have more boys high school basketball Thursday night. Staunton will be at North Mac, live Thursday, 7:30. Here on FM 106. Bragg and Wright's game for the Illini on Saturday in St. Louis against Mizzou, 6 o'clock on 105.3 The Ox. In the corner with Bruder. On the left block to Sobel. He will turn on Washburn, put it on the floor, knocked away by Beckham, and Sobel is fouled on the floor. It'll be baseline out of bounds. Second team foul on Litchfield. Personal to Billy Beckham. Came with that quick double as soon as Sobel bounced it. McComas stacks everyone left side of the lane. Right, top of the key to Tassetti. Fires the three. Nope, but he's hit on the release. And three free throws for Alex Tassetti. Second time we've seen a three-point shooter fouled here in the opening half of the first quarter. And it's Brady Bishop with the foul. He's the one who got fouled on the three-point shot for Litchfield. He made all three of his tosses. That's the second personal on Bishop. He's going to have to check out. Tassetti to the line for three. First toss good. 7-6 Nokomis. Looks like Drew Logan going to keep Brady Bishop in the game. Tassetti's second toss is good. He is not. When you're shooting three, the subs come in after the second shot. So Jake Jurgenen will check in, a 5'7 senior. Bishop will sit. 8-6 Nokomis, 4-18 for the opening quarter. Three out of three, yep. Good foul shooting early from Bishop and Tassetti. Both got fouled on threes and made all three foul shots. Beckham in the backcourt, middle of the floor to Washburn. Ethan will pivot around at the volleyball line off to Seth McGill. McGill has trouble with the handle out front, saves it from the over and back to Beckham. Now Billy's pass tipped and stolen. Litchfield was out of sync there. Halfway through the opening quarter, here comes Tassetti. He will leave it for Trevor Wright on the right wing. Right back to Tassetti. Alex looking for the block to Sobel. Wasn't there. Instead, left wing goes to Stewart. Back to Trevor Wright now. Down to Sobel on the right block. He will turn. Face off the window is good. Nice soft touch for Sobel. He has four. And onto the point of the ball press he goes. Painter is trapped, immediately tied up, and the arrow will keep it with Litchfield. McComas forcing Litchfield to make that first pass into the corner and then coming with that hard trap. Now Sobel will fall to the back of the ball press with Tassetti on the point. Sobel goes on after a made bucket, it appears, and that is tough. Jurgena lost the handle but deflected out by McComas. It'll stay with Litchfield. 11-6, Nokomis leads, 3:27 for quarter number one. McGill gets it in from the sideline trigger to Washburn. Back to McGill. Top of the key to Painter. Into the hands of Jurgena. High post to McGill. Nice bounce pass to Washburn. Slipped out of his hands as he was going up. Fourth Litchfield turnover. That might have been the size of Sobel affecting that shot. Washburn tried to go a little too quick. Here's Wright. Left wing to Mason Stewart. Back to Tassetti. Alex, dribble drive, right baseline, cut off. Kicks out to right at the foul line. Trevor, one power bounce around and out. Rebound knocked away from Sobel. Saved by Jurgena. Picked up by Beckham. Good job by Jurgena underneath. Looked like that ball was sailing out of bounds. Painter into the front court. Attacks and draws the foul. A little 5-0 spurt here for Nokomis. Second team foul on Noko, and they will get Mason Stewart with his second. Baseline out of bounds. McGill gets it into Beckham. His pass was tipped, but Jurgena comes and meets the basketball. Now he spins away from a trap in the corner. Off to McGill. Bad pass. Tried to make a fancy pass after a behind-the-back dribble, then off the bounce and threw it away. And Steve Kimber wants a timeout. 2:32 for the first quarter. Nokomis leads Litchfield 11-6. We'll come back to Simmons Gymnasium following these messages on WSMI. Following the Nokomis timeout, Skins bring it into the front court with Tassetti. Litchfield in that 2-3 zone. Stewart on the baseline to Sobel. Back to Mason. On the right block to Bruder. Kicks to Sobel in the corner. Nice find on the baseline to Wright. He's quickly trapped and gets it out with the bounce pass to Mason Stewart. Into the hands of Wright. Back to Stewart. Right side of the key. 2 minutes for the opening quarter. Stewart wanted to go left. That was cut off. Instead, right back to Wright. Right side of the key. In the corner to Tassetti. Alex, dribble drive. Kicks out to Stewart. Foul line jump shot off the heel too strong. Rebound tapped around, and they've got Bruder coming over the back for Nokomis. Third team foul. 109 seconds for the first quarter. For Bruder, his first. Substitution for Nokomis. Evan Herbstreet, the 5'10 sophomore, checking in, replacing Stewart. Mason will sit with those two personal fouls. In the backcourt with Sam Painter. Herbstreet now on the point of the 1-2-2. Middle of the floor to Beckham. That pass is tipped and stolen by Wright. Great hands by Trevor Wright. He gets into the heart of the lane and draws a foul. Rough start for Litchfield. 6 turnovers and 4 fouls. And we'll get Jergena on the personal, his first. Baseline out of bounds for Nokomis as they line everybody up on the baseline. Nice slip into Wright. He's fouled, and free throw's coming. Trevor Wright was right underneath the rim. Actually, that's Bruder who is right underneath the rim, and he'll have free throws. Foul on Washburn, his first. Litchfield fortunate this isn't an and-one opportunity. Free throw for Bruder is good, rattled at home. 12-6, a 6-0 run for Nokomis. Minute 34 for the opening quarter. Second free throw is good. 5-5 is Nokomis from the foul line in the early stages. First pass into McGill. He is trapped. Gets it up the sideline to Jergena. Now back to Beckham. Billy will bring it into the front court. Painter on the right wing. Being checked out there by Sobel. Step back, three, Painter. Pure for Sam Painter. That's a big-time move right there, working on the 6'8 Sobel. 13-9. That ends a 7-0 run for Nokomis. 70 seconds for the opening quarter. That's a high degree of difficulty on that step back three. Tassetti out near midcourt. Leaves for Trevor Wright. Inside of a minute for the first quarter. Tassetti directing traffic up front. Now Wright comes and gets the basketball. He stands out just beyond that volleyball spike line on the right side of the floor. Now Litchfield will extend the 2-3. Tassetti between the circles, almost in the center jump circle. Left wing to Herbstreet on the block, left side to Sobel. He shovels it right back out to Tassetti. 35 seconds for the opening quarter. High post to Bruder. That pass is tipped and stolen. Bad pass by Isaiah Bruder. Here comes Painter into the front court. Nice hesitation bounce. Pulls up. 4-3. Missed it this time. Rebound is off of Washburn. It'll be Nokomis ball with 21 seconds for the opening quarter. A 4-point lead for Nokomis. Now they can hold for the final shot. It'll be Trevor Wright jogging into the front court. 13 seconds for the quarter. Bounce pass left side to Tassetti, right back to Wright. 8 seconds out near the volleyball spike line. Splits through the zone. Shovels to Sobel off the window. It's good for Carter. 6 opening quarter points for Sobel. And that will be the first quarter of play. After 8 minutes, it is Nokomis 15, Litchfield 9. We'll come back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Nokomis gets the basketball to start the second quarter, leading by 6, 15-9. Sobel had 6 points in the quarter for Nokomis. Brady Bishop had 6 points for Litchfield, but he picked up 2 fouls as well. Here's Mason Stewart back on the floor with those 2 personal fouls. Bruder had it stripped away but got it back. Left side of the floor now with Trevor Wright. That's kicked out of there by Austin Niehaus, who checked in at the quarter for Litchfield, the 6'2 junior. Jergena, Washburn, McGill, Niehaus, and Painter on the floor for Litchfield. Sobel, Wright, Tassetti, Stewart, and Bruder for Nokomis. Now looks Tassetti. Now by the volleyball spike line in the left corner now to Bruder. On the block to Sobel. Draws a crowd. Goes up. Rattles it home. Nice soft touch again for Sobel. He has 8. and he will be on the point of the ball press. McGill gets it into Painter. First pass in the corner. Nokomis doesn't come with a trap this time, and Sam gets it off to Seth McGill. Dangerous cross-court pass stolen by Wright. Blocked by Painter at the rim. Big time from Sam Painter to deny Trevor Wright. And Litchfield brings it back into the front court. Painter is a smooth operator. Here's Sam, and he's going to be fouled out front. It'll be a hand check on Trevor Wright. 6:54 for the first half, an 8-point lead for Nokomis. Looked like it was going to be 10 before Painter's block. John Corso, a 5'11 junior, going to check in. He will replace Jake Jurgena. Corso will throw it in right in front of Steve Kimbrough and the Nokomis bench. Corso needs to get it in. That pass is tipped by Tosetti, stolen by Tosetti. Finds Wright on the release, and it rattled out. Wow, a soft spin out for Trevor Wright, then saved by Niehaus as he tightroped that baseline. Litchfield dodged another one. Here's Painter on the right wing. Sam Painter off to John Corso in the right corner. He will put it on the floor, attacks, spins away from trouble, off to McGill. Here's Austin Niehaus now. Bounced it once, went nowhere, leaves it for McGill. Way out in the left wing. Set. Top of the key to Corso, on the right wing to Painter. Sobel comes out on him immediately. Almost tied him up. Good strength by Painter. Hesitation bounce underneath to Washburn. Up top to Niehaus. Austin for three, missed it. And the rebound down to Sobel for Nokomis. 6 minutes, first half. 17-9, Skins leading with the basketball. Stewart in the left corner to Sobel. Carter back to Mason Stewart. Left elbow to Bruder. Off to Tosetti in the corner to Wright. Back to Alex. Tosetti to Wright. He'll fire the three. Yes, for Trevor Wright. 7 for Wright. And the biggest lead of the night for Nokomis. 11 points, 20-9. McGill trapped in the corner. Gets it off to Niehaus. Now back to McGill. Long pass in the front court to Sam Painter. Litchfield needs a good possession right here. Painter crosses over, gets to the paint, underhand shovel, deflected away right to Corso. He'll put it on the floor and draws the foul. Fifth team foul, and if that's Stewart, it's his third. Herbstreit up off the bench. He's going to check in. It is Stewart. Mason Stewart with 3 personal fouls here in the half. Brady Bishop going to check back in. He'll replace McGill. Bishop with those 2 personal fouls, but Drew Logan felt the game slipping away a little bit. Wanted to get his junior point guard back on the floor. Corso on the baseline. We'll get it in to Bishop. Brady, little head fake, picked up the dribble. He's in trouble. Leaves it for Niehaus, off to Painter. Sam on the right wing. Pulls up, tough shot, can't get it. Rebound tapped around off of Washburn. Ethan fighting hard down there. He's got a tall chore tonight. They list Ethan at 6'1". He's a strong young man, though, and he's battling the 6'8" Carter Sobel. 5 minutes, first half. 29, Nokomis leads with the basketball. Tosetti off to right, and Nokomis wants a timeout. 4:59 for quarter number 2, Nokomis leading Litchfield 20-9. We'll come back to Simmons Gymnasium following these messages on WSMI. Nokomis leading Litchfield 20-9 here, 4:59 for the first half. Pleasant Plains leading North Mac 15-3, about 3:52 to play in the opening quarter there. Plains has jumped North Mac early. And Riverton, they are leading 14-13 over Auburn in first quarter play. Out front with Herbstreit. Nokomis has used 2 timeouts here in the opening quarter, leading by 11. Sobel in the right corner. Wants to feed the post, does so to Bruder. Isaiah spins middle, puts it up, didn't use the window, and missed it. Rebound down to Niehaus. Good, strong rebound there for Austin Niehaus. Here's Painter. Races in the front court. Corso 4-3, left it a little bit short, and the rebound down to Bruder. Tosetti crosses the timeline, right wing. In the corner to right, back to Tosetti. Bishop and Corso on the top of that 2-3 zone. On the baseline, Sobel short, jump shot, missed it from about 12 feet. And the rebound off of Nokomis. So we have a foul. We have a foul. It's on Bruder. It's Isaiah's second. Nokomis is sixth. Litchfield's turned it over 8 times and committed 5 fouls. Comas has turned it over just 2 times but has committed 6 fouls. 3 on Stewart, 2 on Bruder. Comas is not a deep team. 4-10 for the first half. Corso in the front court. That pass tip stolen. Got to be strong with your passes. Right. Overhand pass to Herbstreit. Off to Tocetti. Lays it up and in from the heart of the lane. And now Drew Logan wants a timeout. 3 minutes, 59 seconds for the first half. Nokomis 22, Litchfield 9. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Following the Litchfield timeout, they have it in the backcourt facing that ball press. Painter into the front court with the left-hand dribble. Nice bounce pass down to Washburn. Goes right at Sable, who might have got a piece of it. Now the ball's out of bounds off of Nokomis as Herbstreit diving towards the baseline. Could not save it. If you're Washburn, though, that's exactly how you have to play it. Go right into the chest of the bigger player. Sable did a good job of going straight up. Litchfield throws in from the deep corner. Corso all the way across the floor to Brady Bishop. That is a deep three, too strong, and the rebound down to Sable. Quick outlet up the floor to Tocetti. Now looks Tocetti on the left wing. We'll bring it back now to Trevor Wright out near midcourt. Bounce pass, bad idea. Tried to split the top of that zone, stolen. Bishop goes up and down for the left-hand deuce. 8 for Brady Bishop. 22-11 Nokomis, 3-10 first half. Auburn leading Riverton at the half, 20-16, and Sangamo play. Bruder, bad pass, and we got a foul. Who's this on? It's on Litchfield. I think they said they got into Bruder as he was making that pass. Sixth team foul. Billy Beckham and Seth McGill will check back in for the Panthers. The foul on Washburn is his second. Corso and Niehaus will sit. 3 minutes, first half, 22-11, Nokomis. Right, looking. Gets it in near corner, left side to Tocetti. They back off of Alec. He thought about the three ball instead. He will bring it back out front with Trevor Wright. Right. Faked right, goes left with Tocetti. Alex, two dribble, pull up, left it short. Rebound down to McGill. Bounce pass ahead to Bishop. Brady, hesitation, kicks back to Painter. Sam puts it on the floor, gets into the paint, and he's called for a double dribble. 10th Litchfield turnover. The pressure of Nokomis, it just gets in your head. Sometimes when they're not even pressuring you, you just kind of sense pressure should be there, and you make an unforced error. That's what happened to Painter in that instance. Washburn will sit. Austin Niehaus right back on the floor for the Panthers. 2.5 minutes for the first half. 22-11, Nokomis. An important 2.5 minutes here for Litchfield. Tocetti off to Herbstreit on the left wing. Top of the key to Sable. Out into the volleyball spike line. Into the hands of Tocetti. High above his head. Top of the key now to right, left wing to Herbstreit. Left block to Sable. Draws a crowd. Oh, that's an offensive foul right there. Yep. He had the ball high to Carter Sable, and he brought his elbow down right into the chin of Austin Niehaus. Fourth turnover, seventh team foul, first personal on Carter Sable. Here's Painter into the front court. Keeps the dribble alive. Now he's trapped and just threw it to the middle of the floor hoping for something good. And, well, he got lucky. He was tipped by Nokomis. It'll stay with Litchfield. And a turnover written all over it. Nokomis, though, deflected it out of bounds. Baseline out of bounds now for Litchfield. McGill, he will make a dangerous pass. The athleticism of Painter goes up, but then he can't corral it. It'll be out of bounds belonging to Nokomis. That was a tough catch. As Painter had a defender right in front of him, the pass was dying as it was arriving, and he elevated, had it, but then it slipped away and went out of bounds. Inside of 2 minutes for the first half. Tocetti walks it across the timeline. Works right side of the key now. Bounce pass in the corner to Trevor Wright. He's going to fire the three ball off the mark, no good. And the rebound down to Billy Beckham. He's triple teamed on the baseline, gets it away to Seth McGill, who gets the basketball into the middle of the floor and across midcourt. Here's Beckham. And we have a foul. I think they're going to get Sobel pulling on Niehaus there. They will. Carter's second. 18 foul. Bonus free throws for Austin Niehaus. So you have two on Sobel, two on Bruder, three on Stewart. One in bonus for the junior, Austin Niehaus. Toss is good. Rattled it home. First point of the night for Niehaus. Just the third point of the quarter for Litchfield. They've surrendered only seven themselves, though. A 10-point lead for Nokomis. 91 seconds for the first half. Second toss. Good. That one was pure for Niehaus. 22-13, Nokomis leads with the basketball. Tosetti checks the bench, walks it into the front court. Litchfield sitting back in that 2-3, trying to pack the paint and contain Carter Sobel. Sobel floating on that baseline right now. The basketball out near midcourt with Tosetti. Litchfield extending that zone up front with McGill and Bishop. Right, way out on the right wing. He will put it in the corner now to Sobel. Bounces it once right back to Trevor Wright. He will now put it on the floor. Leaves it for Bruder on the right wing. Into the hands of Wright. Final minute, first half. Trevor, left-hand bounce, gets to the foul line, kicks out. Herbstreit, long two, left it short. Rebound to Painter, and on the rebound, we've got a whistle and foul as Niehaus wound up on the floor. It's going on to Comis. The question is who? Oh, it's Sobel. It's his third. Oh, that's a big whistle right there as Niehaus wound up on his backside. Third foul on Sobel on all three in about the last 2.5 minutes, seemingly. He'll send Niehaus back to the free throw line. Sobel will have to sit. Drew Johnson off the bench, the 6'2 senior, to check in. Foul's a big concern now for Steve Kimbrough and Nokomis. Clock stopped 47.4 seconds for the first half. Niehaus just made two. Front end and back rim. That one. Offensive rebound, though, to Sam Painter. Then he lost it to Bruder. 9-point lead, Nokomis. 40 seconds for the half. Skins have the basketball. In the front court with Tosetti. You will leave it off for Trevor Wright out near midcourt. Now Litchfield comes with a trap and a reach-in foul on Seth McGill. That was a silly one. That'll put Litchfield over the limit and send Trevor Wright to the free throw line. First on McGill. Bishop will check out. Jurgena back in. Bishop did a good job to play with those two fouls and not pick up the third. Free throw for Wright is short, no good. Rebound down to Beckham. 25 seconds for the half. Here's Painter on the right wing. In the corner to McGill. Seth head fakes a three, attacks, lost the handle, gets it back. Circles back around. Long left-handed pass, top of the key to Beckham. Off to McGill. Three ball, Seth, yes! Pure for Seth McGill. Off the dribble drive from Beckham, and the lead is six. 5 seconds for the half. Here comes Tosetti to Wright. With two, kicks it. Bruder, good if it goes. No. And after two quarters here at Simmons Gymnasium, it is Nokomis 22, Litchfield 16. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Simmons Gymnasium. Halftime score from Wood River. Vandalia leading the Oilers 31-29. We'll see Wood River next week at the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. Oilers much improved this year. They've garnered the 3 seed at the Boys Holiday Tournament, and it's going to be a pretty entertaining week. Strong field at Carlinville this year. Litchfield's the top seed. Hillsboro is the 2. Wood River the 3. Calhoun is the 4 seed. With Staunton the 5 seed. So that is a nice crop at the top half of the boys bracket for the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. Top 5 seeds, I should say, as obviously some of those teams will be on the bottom portion of the bracket. I'm just excited that the Holiday Tournament at Carlinville has a bracket this year. As Terry Toad always says, it's not a tournament if you don't have a bracket. 22-16, Nokomis leading the Litchfield Purple Panthers. Of course, we'll have our coverage from the Carlinville Holiday Tournament the day after Christmas, beginning at 6 o'clock. We'll have 6 o'clock coverage all 4 nights from the Carlinville Holiday Tournament here on WSMI FM 106, online at WSMIRadio.com. Litchfield got themselves right back in the ball game with a late run in the second quarter. As the Panthers will get it to start. Brady Bishop will throw in sideline midcourt. Bishop, Painter, McGill, Beckham, and Washburn for Litchfield. Bishop's trapped immediately. He will let the three ball fly off the mark, no good. Rebound down to Trevor Wright. Sobel on the floor with three. Mason Stewart on the floor with three, along with Wright, Tosetti, and Bruder. Here's Mason Stewart. In the corner goes to Bruder. Down on the block to Sobel. Right to work he goes. 10 points for Carter Sobel. Onto the point of the ball press he goes. Pass into Painter. He is trapped. Now gets away from it and leaves it for McGill. Into the front court with Billy Beckham. Out front with McGill. Seth McGill. In the right corner to Beckham. Billy on the bounce. Nice find to Washburn. He rattles it home. Just slipped over the front of the rim for Ethan Washburn. Nice slip to the rim. 24-18. 7 minutes, third quarter. 2-3 zone for Litchfield. That's Tosetti. Stalls it out right across midcourt. Into the hands of Stewart. Bruder on the left block to Sobel. Nice no-look return pass to Bruder. Right back to Sobel. Countered in the foul for Carter with the left-hand finish. A dozen for Sobel. Just too big and strong. Nice give-and-go action. Unselfish basketball from Nokomis. They will get Sam Painter on the personal, his first. Free throw for Sobel. Good. A Bakers does it for Carter. Here comes the full court ball press. Painter going to race up the sideline. Gets past the defense. Bounce pass off the heel of Washburn out of bounds. 12th Litchfield turnover. 27-18 Nokomis. 6:40 third quarter. Tosetti comes across the timeline with the left-hand dribble into the hands of Trevor Wright. Right back to Tosetti. Right back to Wright as they play catch around the volleyball spike line. On the right wing to Sobel. Carter into the hands of Wright. Trevor behind the back now pulls it back into the hands of Tosetti. Alex gets to the top of the key, finds Bruder. Isaiah spins left, dumps it down to Sobel. No one home. Turned it over. Fifth turnover on Nokomis. And Bruder probably would have been better off shooting that one. A little too unselfish. Sobel was working for rebound position. Wasn't ready for the pass. Beckham gets it off to McGill. Seth McGill into the hands of Brady Bishop. Left corner. Painter, 4-3. Got it. Sam Painter buries the triple out of the left corner. 6 points, both on three balls. And the lead down to six, 27-21. 5:40, third quarter. Litchfield just kind of hanging around here tonight. They've been in danger a couple different times, but have weathered the storm. On the block to Sobel. Catches it deep, blocked by Painter, but I think they got Beckham on the foul. Yeah, maybe they're going to get Painter. Either way, Sobel going to the free throw line. No, they're going to get Washburn. That's his third. The block from Sam was clean, but Washburn had the body contact. Sobel back to the free throw line. One of one at the line tonight, 13 points. And that one rattles out, no good. Austin Niehaus will check in, replacing Washburn with his three personal fouls. 5:31 for the third quarter. Sobel's second free throw is good. 14 for Carter. Right onto the point of the ball press. Oh, he tips it, steals it, saves it, but right to Austin Niehaus. He moves really good for a 6'8 fella. Here's Painter. Drives baseline off to Beckham across the floor, right back to Sam. Drives past Sobel, tries to find Niehaus. It's almost stolen by Tosetti, right back to Sam, blocked on his release by Sobel. Into the hands of Trevor Wright. 5 minutes, third quarter. Corner to Tosetti. Alex bounced it once, picked it up, leaves it for Stewart. Off to Bruder. He will dribble out, now kicks to Wright. 4-3, missed it. Rebound tapped around, and it's going to be picked up by Tassetti. Now off of Alex's leg, and he saves it with a dive to Trevor Wright. Now he tries a no-look pass to Sobel, picked off by Beckham. Then he lost it as it was pinned behind his back and went out of bounds. It'll stay with Nokomis. That was a sequence right there. Nokomis almost turned it over two different times, and they wind up with the ball on their baseline. Wright gets it into Sobel. Right side of the key to Tassetti. He leaves it for Mason Stewart. 4.5 minutes for the third quarter. McGill all over Stewart, pokes it away, and it will stay with Nokomis. 28-21, Skins lead. They have the basketball. Here's Mason Stewart, left side. Has it poked away again by McGill. Stewart in the backcourt to retrieve. Mason Stewart picked up his dribble. Now leaves for Wright on the baseline to Bruder. Isaiah Bruder, top of the key to Stewart. Here's Tassetti. Alex, left corner. He will bring it out now out front. Halfway through the third quarter, a 7-point lead for Nokomis. It was 6 at the half. A floater for Tassetti, maybe a little out of control. No good. Rebound down to Painter. Here comes Sam racing down the floor and draws the foul as he missed the finger roll. Well, he is quick and explosive with the basketball in his hands. He'll be at the free throw line. The foul on Bruder is Isaiah's third. Bruder, Stewart, Sobel all with three. Free throw for Painter, good. 28-22, Nokomis. 7 points now for Painter. Toss, good. Gets them both. Lead down to 5. This is as close as Litchfield has been in a while. Go back late first quarter, probably. Sobel in the right corner. Bounced it once, picked it up. Then Tassetti and Bruder in the same place. Tassetti comes up with it. Off to Stewart. Has it poked away again by McGill. And Stewart in the backcourt to retrieve once again. Third time here. McGill has jarred it loose for Mason Stewart. In the corner, Tassetti lines up the three. Missed it. And we got a foul as Sobel was pushed in the back. I think they're going to get Painter. Yep. Sam doesn't like it, but that was an easy call right there. He dislodged the 6'8 Sobel as Sam said something to Carter, then Carter gave him the motion that, did you push me in the back? And he did. 3:22 for the third. 28-23, Nokomis leads. Baseline trigger. Wright gets it in to Tassetti. Off to Stewart. Right back to Tassetti. High post to Bruder. Kicks out to Stewart. Off to Wright. Down to Sobel. He is hammered, but they're just going to say out of bounds. It'll stay with Nokomis. Carter about got his left arm taken off. That has Steve Kimbrough asking that is not a foul, he says. Just gets a stare down from the official. And the answer, coach, is yes, it was. It just was not called. Three ball for Stewart, no. Rebound to Sobel. Carter off the window, it's good. 16 for Carter Sobel. 30-23. 2:55, third quarter. Here comes Litchfield with Painter on the left wing. Drives baseline. Kicks it back to Bishop for three. Got it. Brady Bishop hits the three. He has 11, and the lead is down to 4. 2:40, third quarter. McGill all over the place. He tripped, then he slipped, then he got bumped down. He's back to his feet now. Down low. Does it tip? Nope. Thrown away by Stewart. It'll be Litchfield ball. Bruder thought it was tipped. I don't think it was, though. I don't know if we have a slick spot on the floor. Tassetti was asking the official something. Steve Kimbrough is agitated. 2:28 for the third quarter. And Steve Kimbrough was told, you take a seat. It'll be Litchfield ball. A 4-point lead for Nokomis. Purple Panthers have it in the backcourt facing the ball press. Painter will come across midcourt. Leaves it off for Painter now. Right back. Check that. McGill right back to Painter. Sam between his legs crosses over in the corner. Beckham 4-3. Got it! Billy Beckham. His first points of the night, and it's a big triple. The lead is down to 1. Here come the Purple Panthers. 2 minutes for the third quarter. 30-29, Nokomis. Out front with Tassetti. 2-3 zone for Litchfield. Right, left wing in the corner to Bruder. On the block to Sabo. He's quadruple teamed. Kicks to Tassetti for three. Got it. Big time answer. Alex Tassetti. He has eight. Sobel drew the crowd, and he's a willing passer. And McGill has it poked away from behind. The foul on Tassetti. That's the thing about Carter. You have to commit the bodies to him because he's such a dominant force down there. But he will not force it up just for the sake of taking the shot. If a teammate's open, he will find them. And he did right there. And Tassetti capitalized. 33-29. Nokomis leads. Long pass in the backcourt to Painter. Sam comes into the front court now. Leaves it for McGill. He is trapped on the sideline and bodied out of bounds. Stewart and Sobel are both there. They both have three. I think they got Sobel. They did. Carter's fourth, and that's a huge whistle with 90 seconds to play in the third quarter. That'll get Drew Johnson off the bench. He will check in. Can Litchfield make hay with Carter Sobel on the bench with four fouls? Sideline trigger for McGill and the Purple Panthers. Seth gets it into Niehaus. Painter, corner pocket three, missed it off the heel too strong. Rebound down to Trevor Wright. 80 seconds for the quarter. Wright crosses over on McGill, lost the handle, picked up by Bishop. He will leave for Painter. Eighth, Nokomis turnover. McGill, deep three, buried it! Seth McGill with the triple, 3 feet behind the line. The lead back to one for Nokomis. Final minute, third quarter. We said we'd find something out about Litchfield tonight. We're getting our answer. Quality ball club. Top of the key, throw it away, picked up by Beckham. Billy lost the handle on the pursuit down the floor, turns it back over. He just got a little ahead of himself right there. 40 seconds for the third quarter. Litchfield led 3-2. Have not led since. It was tied at six. Hasn't been tied since. Nokomis leads by one. Here's Bruder. Right, left side of the key. Puts it on the floor. Underhand shovel, Johnson, and we have a foul offensive on Nokomis and Trevor Wright. After he dished the pass off, Litchfield stepped in and took the charge. 24.6 seconds for the third quarter. A one-point lead for Nokomis. Litchfield has the ball. Brady Bishop comes to midcourt, picks up the dribble as soon as he crosses the timeline. Into the hands now of Sam Painter. 12 seconds for the quarter. Painter. McGill for three in the lead, left it a little short. Offensive rebound, Niehaus, and he is fouled as that was, I think, Mason Stewart went for the pump fake, and he wound up falling hard to the floor off of Niehaus's shoulders. Fifth team foul, 4.3 seconds for the quarter, and that's the fourth foul on Mason Stewart. Baseline out of bounds for McGill and the Panthers. Trailing by a point. Bruder will guard the inbounder. McGill. Bishop, right corner, for three in the lead, no. Rebounded to Setti, three quarters court, good if it goes, no. After three, it is Nokomis 33, Litchfield 32. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Litchfield hit three triples in the quarter, outscored Nokomis 16-11, and they had the lead down to one. At one point, it was 22-11 Nokomis. It's now 33-32, and the Skins get the basketball. Sobel and Stewart both on the floor with four personal fouls. Here's Stewart on the left wing. Left side of the key to Bruder, back to Stewart. Here's Carter. And he dumps it to Bruder, attacks, missed it, rebound, tapped around, picked up by Stewart. Now he loses it out of bounds, and it will belong to Litchfield. Good piece of officiating on a couple different instances there as Sobel, there was contact when he made that pass. Litchfield kind of flopped down. Good job by the officials not to blow that on Carter Sobel. Would have been his fifth. McGill in the backcourt leaves for Bishop. All the way across the floor, Painter. Sam traveled. Shuffled his feet on the pump fake and then knocks down the shot, but it don't count. 14th Litchfield turnover. Just got a little quick with the feet. What a ball game here tonight. Nokomis clinging to a one-point lead. Skins have won five in a row. Litchfield's won seven of their first eight this year. Left block, Sabo. Elbow jump shot, yes, for Alex Tassetti. Big shot. He has 10. Does Tassetti. Here comes the full court pressure. The lead is three for Nokomis. Brady Bishop quickly into the front court. Threw it away, but Painter saves it right at midcourt. Now he's pushed and fouled. If it's Stewart, he's gone. If it's Wright, it's his third. They're looking at Trevor Wright, so I think it'll be on Trevor. It will. The quickness of Painter to get to that basketball, I thought for sure it was ticketed into the backcourt for an over and back. 7:04 for the ball game. 35-32, Nokomis. Sideline trigger, stage side for Litchfield. Then it goes to Sam Painter. Painter, deep three for the tie. Missed it. Probably not the shot Litchfield wanted there. Back tap to Tassetti. He's got a run out. Painter chases, and Tassetti goes up strong and lays it in. Big time finish for Alex Tassetti over Sam Painter. Bad shot leads to a fast break. 37-32, Nokomis. Here's Brady Bishop. Little ball fake. Pulls up from 15. Can't get it to go. And the rebound down to Nokomis. A couple of missed opportunities for Litchfield. 6.5 for the ball game. Here's Wright. High post to Bruder. Big possession here. 6:20 for the ball game. A 5-point lead for Nokomis. They've had back-to-back field goals here after Litchfield had the ball down one. Here's Wright, crosses over, and he's going to be called for double dribble. Good defense there by Litchfield on the help side. That'll be the 10th Nokomis turnover. Full court pressure, Nokomis. Brady Bishop in the backcourt, leaves for Beckham. Billy Beckham picks it up right before he crosses midcourt, leaves it now for McGill. Seth will bounce away from trouble. Lost it. Bumped by Stewart. No whistle. Turned over. Here comes Mason. Goes up. Missed the layup. Rebound tapped around to Seth. He picks it up. Missed it. Sabo's follow is good. 18 for Carter. Never gave up on the play. 39-32. A little 6-0 spurt here for Nokomis. 5:40 for the ball game. Litchfield needs a good possession here. McGill head fakes a three. Drives the baseline. He's cut off. Up top, Bishop. 4-3. Left it short. Rebound down to Carter Sobel. He outlets to Stewart. Stolen by Bishop. Leaves it for Beckham. Brady Bishop just kind of snuck right in there at 5'9". Stewart never saw him. Painter handling out near midcourt. Jump stop to the rim. Layup good. What a move. Sam Painter. He has 10. Andrew Logan wants a timeout. 5:09 for the ball game. Nokomis 39, Litchfield 34. We'll come back to Simmons Gymnasium following these messages on WSMI. 5:09 for the ball game. 39-34. Nokomis leads. They have the basketball in the backcourt. Tassetti will get back to the middle of the floor here. Passes in the front court to Mason Stewart. Right back to Tassetti. High post to Sobel. He will kick out to Alex. He acted like he was going to shoot it from the volleyball line. There's no way he was going to let that fly. Kimbrough might have blown a gasket. Here comes Wright. Nice pull up. Part of the lane. Left it short. Rebound tapped right. Oh, Sobel just reaches right over Niehaus. Tassetti for three. Missed it. Rebound belongs to Painter and Litchfield. 4.5 minutes. Ball game. Sam crosses over on Tassetti in the backcourt. Bishop. Left wing. Three, Brady got it. 14 for Bishop. His third triple of the night. 39-37, Nokomis. Litchfield's seventh three of the night after hitting four in the third quarter. Halfway through the money quarter. Here's Stewart. He'll try for the answer. Missed it. And the rebound down to Brady Bishop. Brady. Checks behind him. Now crosses over. Splits the double. Leaves for Niehaus. Austin attacks. Contact. No whistle. And the rebound belongs to Nokomis. Another disjointed possession for Litchfield. That's probably one Drew Logan would like to see them pull out. Set the offense. A 2-point lead for Nokomis. And Steve Kimbrough wants a timeout. 3 minutes, 38 seconds for the ball game, and we got a good one. Nokomis 39, Litchfield 37. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield, 39-37. Nokomis leading. More Boys High School Basketball for you Thursday night. Staunton will be at North Mac live around 7:30 here on FM 106, online at WSMIRadio.com. Then the day after Christmas, we'll have coverage from the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. 6 o'clock, our live coverage all four nights, starting Wednesday at Carlinville. Out front with Tassetti now. 3.5 minutes for the ball game. See if Nokomis wants to work a little bit of clock here. Obviously, you're not going to stall, but you want to work for a good shot. Sobel at the right elbow. Dumps down to Stewart off the window. Oh, he missed it. Offensive rebound, though, to Bruder. Kicks it out to Wright. That was a good play set up out of the timeout. Tassetti on the left wing. Head fakes a three. Wright, dribble drive, kicks to Tassetti. Stewart in the left corner. Dangerous pass, but Wright able to track it down. Now he's pushed from behind and a foul. It'll go on Bishop. Just the 15 foul. It'll be sideline out of bounds for Nokomis. 3:06 for the ball game. Sideline trigger, front court, Tassetti in front of the stage. Good atmosphere here tonight. Good buzz in the crowd. They have been treated to a good one. McGill jarred it loose again from Stewart, but Mason got it back. Bad pass. It is stolen, and Painter can't tightrope the sideline. It'll belong to Nokomis. Long cross-court pass by Stewart. That was a bad idea. That has Herbstreit checking in for Stewart. Coach Kimbrough is none too pleased. 2:55 for the ball game. Stays with Nokomis. They caught a break there. If Painter could have stayed in bounds, he had a run out for the tie. Tassetti will leave it for Trevor Wright. 2:45 for the ball game. Between the circles, Wright. Right elbow to Bruder. Left wing to Tassetti. Back to Wright. Trevor jump stop left elbow. Kicks to Tassetti for three, and he missed it. Almost got the kind roll on the road. Rebound down to Litchfield. Painter. Brings it across the timeline, 2:25 to play. A two-point lead for Nokomis. McGill in the right corner. Seth McGill. Middle of the floor to Billy Beckham. Off to Sam Painter. Painter out on that Panther logo in front of the Litchfield bench. Crosses over. Pulls up, 18. Footer, yes! Sam Painter has a dozen, and we are tied at 39. 2 minutes to play in the ball game. Painter, 9 of his 12 here in the second half. He has rose to the occasion. Right, left wing. Spins away from trouble between the circles. Off to Tassetti. Back to Trevor Wright. 105 seconds to play. Right to the left elbow, cut off. Spins around, finds Sobel. Carter underneath the rim, blocked and fouled. Free throws for Carter Sobel. I think it's Painter. 16 foul. Exactly 100 seconds to play. It's the third personal on Sam Painter. Carter Sobel to the charity stripe. He will get two in a 39-39 ball game. 18 on the night for Sobel. Playing with four fouls. Toss, good. Herbstreit out. Mason Stewart returns for Nokomis. On the floor for Litchfield, Niehaus, McGill, Beckham, Bishop, and Painter. For Nokomis, Tassetti, Bruder, Wright, Stewart, and Sobel at the foul line. For a two-point lead, got it. 20 for Sobel, more importantly for Nokomis, a two-point lead, 41-39, clock running, 95 seconds to play. Beckham picked it up right before he crossed midcourt, leaves it now for McGill on the right wing. He will dribble into the right corner, working on Sobel, and turned it over. Too much dribbling that time from Seth McGill. He tried to do too much. 17th Litchfield turnover. Minute 15 for the game now. And the foul is given by McGill on Trevor Wright. Seventh team foul. Check that, sixth team foul. So still not over the limit. The next one will put Nokomis to the free throw line. Minute 15 to play. In it goes to Mason Stewart. Right back to Trevor Wright. out front, and McGill gives the foul and right again. 70 seconds to play, a two-point lead for Nokomis. And it will send Trevor Wright to the free throw line for the one in bonus. Third personal on McGill. Pressure free throws for the 6'3 senior, Trevor Wright. Toss good. 8 for Wright, his first point of the second half, and it's a big one. This to make it a two-possession game. For Litchfield, you got to block out here. Niehaus and Painter down low. Free throw is good. Two big tosses for Trevor Wright. Makes it a four-point lead for Nokomis. 65 seconds to play in the game. Painter has his pass tipped and stolen at midcourt. He got caught in the air, now turned his ankle. As Tassetti out front will leave it for Sobel near midcourt. Back to Wright, right back to Sobel. He crosses over. Now he will just dribble around to the left corner. 45 seconds for the game, and they will foul Mason Stewart. Sam Painter turned his ankle, but that's why you don't jump to pass. Sam got caught in the air. It was tipped and stolen. Litchfield has had some chances here down the stretch. They've turned it over in costly fashion. A foul on McGill, his fourth. Free throw for Stewart, short. And the rebound down to Billy Beckham. Still a chance for Litchfield. Bishop to the foul line. McGill, he traveled. Another turnover for Litchfield. Costly, costly, costly here in the final moments. 43-39, Nokomis. Clinging to a four-point lead. 38.7 for the ball game. In it goes to Sobel. Got a foul quickly. Tassetti in the backcourt spins away from Bishop, picks up the dribble, finds Sobel. Carter, no-look wraparound pass to Bruder, off to Wright, got a foul. 23 seconds for the game, out front, and they finally give it on Tassetti. He'll get Brady Bishop, his fourth. A lot of time went off there. Litchfield was going for the steal, but precious seconds ticked away. Ninth team foul, still one in bonus for Nokomis. Free throw.
Good.
Nokomis knocking down their foul shots here down the stretch. Sobel made a pair. Wright made a pair. Stewart missed the front end. Now Tassetti made the front end. Second toss. Missed it off the heel. Rebound is back tapped. Tassetti picks it up and out to Sobel. Now Litchfield is in a peck of trouble. They have to foul, and Painter will give it on Sobel. 14.9 for the ball game, 44-39 Nokomis. Turnovers late for Litchfield, then the inability to get the rebound off a missed free throw. Going to doom the Purple Panthers here tonight. Litchfield, though, has found something about themselves here this evening. Free throw for Sobel, rattles home. They will be disappointed with the loss, no doubt, but I think Litchfield's going to come out of this game with some confidence, knowing they played right with Nokomis the entire way here tonight. Second free throw good for Sobel. 22 for Carter. And it goes to Painter, 13 for the ball game. Sam crosses over at midcourt, splits the double team. Beckham, 4-3, left it a little bit short. Rebound down to Sobel, and Litchfield will not foul. Nokomis is going to escape Simmons Gymnasium with a 46-39 hard-fought victory. Six straight wins for Nokomis. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Good ball game here tonight. Nokomis survives Litchfield 46-39. Litchfield had a number of chances in the final half of that money quarter in a one-possession game, but a lot of turnovers down the stretch for Litchfield. They wind up with 19 turnovers unofficially for the ball game. They were 7 of 8 from the free throw line, did not attempt a foul shot in that fourth quarter. They knocked down 7 triples. For Nokomis, they were 7 of 9 from the free throw line in that fourth quarter as Sobel stepped up, hit 4 big free throws. Trevor Wright hit a couple of big free throws, and Alex Tassetti stepped up and knocked down the front end of a 1-1. He missed the second toss, but then Nokomis got the rebound off that miss. In a lot of ways, that's what really iced the game here tonight for Nokomis. Skins hit 2 3 balls, but that really is not their game. They pounded inside with Carter Sobel and let him go to work, and he finishes with 22 points tonight to lead all scorers. 13 for Alex Tassetti, 9 for Trevor Wright, and 2 points for Isaiah Bruder. Quarters of 15, 7, 11, and 13 for Nokomis. For Litchfield, they had quarters of 9, 7, 16, and 7. That big third quarter where they hit 4 triples as they got it down to a 1-point game after 3, but could not close the deal here tonight. Brady Bishop leads the way for the Panthers with 14, 12 for Sam Painter, 3 points for Billy Beckham, 6 points for Seth McGill, 2 points for Ethan Washburn, 2 points for Ethan Niehaus. The loss drops Litchfield to 7-2. They are now off until after Christmas. They will enter the Carthondale Holiday Tournament as the tournament's top seed, and they will be in action on December the 27th. For Nokomis, their 6th straight win. They are now 8-4 on the year. They have one more game before Christmas. They will be at St. Elmer Brownstown on Thursday. And, of course, Nokomis not playing in a holiday tournament. It was a fun night here in Litchfield. Started the broadcast by saying we're going to find out a lot about Litchfield here tonight, whether they win or not. We're going to know a little bit more about Litchfield after this game, and that is certainly the case. In a loss, I think a win in a lot of ways for the Litchfield Purple Panthers. They know that if you can play with Nokomis in this area, folks, you can play with anybody on your schedule. So Litchfield going to, I would imagine, ride into the Carthondale Holiday Tournament with all sorts of confidence after the effort here tonight, knowing that they had their chances. They had multiple possessions in that fourth quarter with a chance to tie or take the lead. They just could not take care of the basketball and get a quality shot. You give Nokomis' defense credit for that, no doubt, as it was an entertaining ball game here tonight. Nokomis beats Litchfield by the final of 46-39. We'll have more boys high school basketball on the air for you Thursday night with Staunton at North Mac. Live coverage at 7:30 on FM 106. The Bragging Rights game for you Saturday from St. Louis, Illinois, and Mizzou. 6 o'clock with the pregame on WAOX 105.3. The Ox. We want to thank all the wonderful people here at Litchfield High School. They treat us so good when we come into town, so thank them for their hospitality. Thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out and patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast here this evening. We'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30 here on FM 106. Thanks to Tom Williams. He produced tonight's action here on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthondale, and Greenville. Your final one more time from Simmons Gymnasium in Litchfield. Nokomis beats the Purple Panthers 46-39. I am Tim Mize. We say good night from Litchfield.